Okay. Guess.
Who is it?
Who could it be?
Who is it?
This is a good one. It's a good mystery.
Who could it be?
Mystery guess for you, my man.
Yeah, I'm confident.
Let's go straight to it. Actually, let's just go straight to saying hello. Let's just go straight to saying hello. Say hello, mystery guest.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, going really well. Here's Husey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Husey, how are you?
I'm good, man. I think I know. Do you want me to tell you now or not?
Yep.
I'm going to... You want me to tell you?
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to go, I know who this is.
Go on.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, go on.
Do you want to know mystery guest?
Yeah, yeah.
Fletcher Pylon.
Oh, he's done it. He's done
it. Got Fletcher Pylon. Winner of AGT 2016.
That's right, mate. That's right.
See, too good.
Too good.
Mate, Fletcher, I don't...
Nothing gets past you.
Nothing gets past me. I had an epiphany in the bathroom just then.
Oh.
I'm standing at the urinal.
Yep.
And I just thought of Fletcher.
Here we go, Fletcher.
I thought of Fletcher. I thought, this is going to be the pylon man. Yes, my buddy. My main man.
Now,
thanks for having me on the Savo.
Oh, look, it's our pleasure, mate. It's our pleasure. Now, last time...
Blues, it didn't go it's all about the blues.
Are you all about the blues, Fletcher?
Yes. I learned to play guitar. When I started getting interested in guitar, my guitar teacher taught me a Muddy Waters song called Hoochie Coochie Man, written by Willie Dixon. And since then, I've blues has been kind of, you know, I don't necessarily play blues, but it's at the core of like what I love in music
soul,
and it comes through in my other
it's
music.
It's his soul.
Exactly.
Now, the last time we attempted to get him to remember you, Fletcher,
no,
this is what happened.
This is, don't go in. I will never, ever disrespect a great young artist called Fletcher Pylon for forgetting his name ever
what
again.
What did he do?
He won the series of Australia's Got Talent I hosted.
What year was that?
I believe it was 2016.
Did he come second?
I don't know who came second or third right now. But they also very talented.
Fletcher,
it was a talented list.
Who came second and third your year, Fletch?
Well, to be honest, they didn't actually announce. They didn't do a countdown. They just said there was a group of five of us on stage, and then they Husey yourself said that I won. So we didn't know who was.
Yeah. Who were the other
second.
Four?
Was there magicians? Were the magicians in the?
Yeah. Oh God, don't do this to me. There was.
What was their name? Fletch.
No, one of them did one of my kids' parties. Actually, one of those magicians.
Oh, they're the ones you brought in for your coincidence as well.
Yeah, they brought in coincidence. Yeah, right. One of them did
so
the.
They've
kids,
been on the radio three times.
No, they did
and
one of my kids' parties,
names.
And then that night I was at dinner on my own, which is weird. But and his mate was next to me with his girlfriend. It was weird. It was quite coincidental.
Oh,
that
well,
one.
Let's get their names.
Yeah. Right. Well,
what were they called?
Fletch, what were their names?
Was there a dance crew?
There was King Social and there was just
King
the
Social.
Doll.
Hang on, what did King Social do?
No, they were a band, weren't they?
There was a couple of bands that I'm...
No, no, it was King Social.
King Social was a band, Fletcher.
No,
King Social was a band, wasn't it, Fletcher? King Social? They were a band.
Yeah, there was a couple of bands, yeah.
Yeah, but they were one of them.
You keep saying it, but was King Soul a band, yes or no?
King Social was a band from Queensland.
Okay, so we've got King Social.
Yeah.
Right.
The Magicians.
Now, we don't know what their names are.
No. What? Who else was there? Can you remember? Was there a dance crew?
Was there a dance crew?
There was. There was a magician with a dog. I've got a mate that texted me and goes, exposed, but I don't know.
Now, you know what? Robot dog. What about Robo dog?
Yeah, the robot dog.
Robot dog.
Yeah.
Remember the robot dog?
Was that?
No, we thought he might win Robo dog. He got my golden buzzer. When you press the golden buzzer and all the things
nice,
float. Yeah, yeah.
You gave Robo...
Nice company, the Robo dog.
You gave a robot dog a golden buzzer.
Yeah, so I pressed the buzzer and then all the speckly things came down.
Oh, confetti. God.
What about Callie Osborne, Fletcher? Have you caught up with her lately?
I haven't caught up with her, but I'm still, like, connected to all the judges on social media and stuff, so...
Sophie Monk was a judge and Dicko.
Sophie Monk, yeah.
And
Sophie
one more.
Monk lives,
and what about Eddie...
Sophie Monk, in my town now.
Sophie Monk lives near Fletcher.
Huge.
Do you ever see her at like the 7-Eleven or any of the local
Subway?
Someone I knew picked her up in an Uber the other day, which is
this is
funny.
This is massive. I mean, this the links are so deep. This
Eddie
is
Perfect
massive.
Was also one of the judges. Done. Yes, absolutely. And he was on Masked Singer. We need to get you on Masked Singer, Fletcher.
My mate Cody. Cody Simpson was one Masked Singer. Hey,
Cody Simpson and Fletcher are mates.
How's the ready to go on the queue?
Yeah, because they play that song all the time, Fletcher, and I forget who it is, and I think it's someone else.
Gentlemen of Deceit were the magicians.
Oh, Gentlemen of Deceit. Yeah, they were great. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Fletch, have you met Miley Cyrus? Have you met Miley, Cody?
No, I haven't met her. I've been in a, actually, I went over to see Cody a couple of years ago to the States. Mm-hmm. And they used to live together, so I was in a house, but didn't meet her.
He's been in Miley Cyrus's house. That wasn't Liam's house at the time. No, it wouldn't have been.
No,
it would have been after that.
A couple of years ago, though.
Yeah, no, whatever, mate.
They were friends before they got together.
Yeah, we all know that.
Yeah.
Jack, hit us.
Yeah, hey, follow Fletch on Instagram, Fletch Pylon. Catch up
Great
with everything
stuff,
he's doing.
Mate. Good on you, mate.
God, he's still young. How old are you, Fletcher?
I'm 19. Actually, I've got a quick little story.
Yeah, good.
My sister went away camping, and she ran into these guys on the sand dunes and sort of fell in love with one of them and brought, you know, a couple of mates, and they came back to her house and stayed for a night or two. And then, anyway, they ended up staying for months through COVID, and they're from Warrnambool and went to the same school as you and said that you're up in the Hall of Fame choosing at their school.
They're still
his sister fell in love with some guys on a sand dune, and there they are in his house.
Thanks, Fletch.